Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. Merry Christmas to you. How may I help you this morning?
Yes, what company is this?
It's not a company. We represent over 100 online vendors, sir. If you would provide me with your zip code, I can see if I can pull an account up for you.
It's 45415.
15. And your name, sir?
My name is Woodruff.
Say that again, sir. You cut off.
It's Vaughn Woodruff.
VON, sir?
No, it's J-U-A-N W-O-O-D J-U-A-N W-O-O-D R-U-F-F. It's Woodruff.
Okay. Hold on just one moment. I'm still here, sir. I'm about to pull your account up.
Okay. Good morning. All right.
Good morning. Okay. Mr. Woodruff, I have okay, Juan Woodruff. Okay. Could you verify your email for me, sir?
It's JLINC at 1008@gmail.com.
Okay, so one I have JLINC 4973. That's why I asked you to verify.
Okay,
your
that's my other one.
Huh?
That's my email. That's my email account also. It's 4973. Yeah.
Okay, I just needed to make sure because I got one, two, three, four. I have four, so they had different email addresses. Okay, sir. And could you verify your address for me?
It's 4218 Camargo Drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's correct. Thank you for verifying this. Hold on just one moment. It's pulling up your account, sir.
I'm sorry. How is your Christmas?
I'm at work.
Right.
New hey, employee. So
right.
No seniority, so I'm here working. I'm good though.
Yeah, I make that money though.
Yes.
I know your people. Your family love you the same.
Well, I'm showing one that on December the 18th, you paid $7.95 for Corset. It's a pots and pans. That you wanted, but it did decline, but it did go through on that day. And if this pots and pans, trying to see, it was in an exclusive.
I had one to set, and they said I just had to pay the shipping, and that's what I did. But
yeah, but that's
I'm,
the part
I'm trying
they
to figure out.
Yes, that's what I'm going to tell you, that sir, that it did decline, and then it went through, and the account was still left open. You got a membership, a voucher for $125 to shop online, sir. It was a welcome
200.
Gift. Huh?
Wow.
$125 of vouchers that was given to you for the... Go ahead, sir.
They said it was 200. I'm sorry. In my email, it said 200, and I couldn't access
what?
It.
200
pot and pan set because I guess they didn't send it or whatever.
Yeah, they. That's what I'm explaining. They the $7.95 for the shipping handling for the pots and pans that you ordered. They were in a sweepstakes.
Right.
So since they were in a sweepstakes campaign, they want shipped,
right.
So they have to notify you and let you know specifically that you're the winner of these pots and pans. So the account stayed open, sir. And they it's showing that your charge of $67.32 on 12/24, sir. That would be your
right.
First charge. I guess your bank declined it, sir.
Right.
So Yeah, so they declined it. And on the 25th, the account came back open. Is that account still pending, sir? If they declined it, they didn't take any money yet?
Yeah, they did. That's why I'm calling, because I don't want it. I need that money that was left in my account.
But that's what I'm saying, that on the 24th, I'm showing that 6732 was canceled by the bank on your account.
Yeah, I just got an email alert and a text alert saying that they had took the $67 out of my account.
Okay, so.
And I'm trying to stop it.
You trying to stop it or get your refund back?
I'm trying to do both.
Okay, so what I can do for you this morning, Juan, hold on just one moment. And this is... okay. What I can do for you right now, I can cancel this account for you so you don't receive any more charges. Hold on just one moment.
Thank you.
So it's closing. I'm closing it right now. Then I have to get your cancellation number. And for this one, they declined it, but they said they took it out. But I have to let you know also that your account remained open. And what I can do, I can offer you 35% of the 6732 and give you a partial refund.
Why is that?
Because the account remained open, and they didn't send it to you because you didn't know that the pots and pans were in a sweepstakes campaign. You got a discount, the voucher for $125. It comes on your email. So I could add as a courtesy, Juan, this morning, the most I can offer you is 50% of the $67. You give me a few moments, I can tell you how much you'll receive back because the account did remain open. Hold on just one moment, sir.
I got to stop messing with these online people.
Okay. And I offered you 50. So you would receive $33.66 back in 3 to 5 business day back into your account. I canceled the account already for you. If you hold on just one moment, I'll finish everything else up for you where you won't be charged again.
So they get to keep the remaining part of that?
The only part I can refund to you is the 50% off the 67, which was 33.66, sir. I don't know exactly how that works. I'm just trying to help you get some of your money, if not all, your money back.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You're very welcome.
Oh, wow. It's all types of... There's too many scams out there.
There's a lot going on. I'll be seeing them on my phone. Some like this that we take calls with, I just pass them right on by. Make you how you follow your first mind instead of your second, and then you don't make a mistake. Because there's always a catch. Right. They say one thing, and then you be paying another one and another payment. So I don't do none. No matter how interesting they make it.
Right, and it was like this survey that I had did online, and they said in the end, and they be going through like major companies too, like that we recognize, like Home Depot and stuff like that.
T-Mobile, so yes, all that.
And I don't see how they can get that off. I don't see how they can do that.
I don't understand it either, but I don't mess with it.
Right.
Sam, partial refund.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's all right. I think I still got their email, so I'm going to report them.
Yeah, like I said, I'm a third-party customer support where I pull the account. I can cancel them. Right. I can get you a partial refund, sometime a full refund. It depends on the situation. But we try to just leave you...
I appreciate
it. I can't even say the word what it is. But we do be trying to help, you know.
I appreciate that.
But you made, you know, you have to learn a lesson also. So
I'm done. I'm definitely done.
Okay, your account is canceled. And okay. Let me see if I did the refund correctly.
That's crazy because Cash App just took $100 from me too.
Mm. Okay, so your account is canceled. You have your refund done where you shouldn't get another charge, and I have your confirmation number. You have something to write with?
You got something to write on? Some paper or something? Yeah, anybody? Anybody?
You need to hold on to this confirmation number because it shows as of today that you were given a partial refund off the 6732 and the account is canceled where they shouldn't charge you. You shouldn't see any more charges, sir.
Okay.
Okay, you got a pen?
Yeah, I'm trying to find something to write on.
Okay.
I'm writing on this. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, I found something to write with, something to write on.
Okay, your confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 263-501-071, sir.
You said 501-071?
Uh-huh, yes, I did.
071?
Yes. Would there be anything else? That's it.
Okay, confirmation for the podcast.
Okay, so my name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. Thank you for calling us, and you and your family have a nice Christmas today.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
You're very welcome.
All right, thank you. Later.
Mm-hmm.